Thursday in the fifth week, the evening after the Great Canon, Lamplighting Psalms, page 99.
O Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Hear me, O Lord. O Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Receive the voice of my prayer when I call upon you. Hear me, O Lord. Let my prayer ascend to you like incense, and the lifting up of my hands like an evening sacrifice. Hear me, O Lord.
Then the recited verses. Then the stichira at the lamplighting psalms at the bottom of 99.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. I have been stripped of the splendor of virtues by my own will through my first transgression. But by your condescension, O Word of God, I am now clothed in the splendor again. For you did not despise me blemished by terrible passions and waylaid by thieves, but you kept me safe by your mighty strength. You have deemed me worthy of your aid, most merciful Lord. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Nailed to the cross, O Lord, you tore up Adam's debt with a divine lance. Likewise break my bonds, O Lord, that I may offer you a sacrifice of praise in joy and faith in this acceptable time of the fast, which you have revealed for the salvation of all. Strong is the love of the Lord for us. He is faithful forever, shining with the radiance of fasting. Moses once beheld the glory of God. Imitate him, my humble soul, by works of abstinence and prayer. Serve the Lord who in kindness toward you stretched out his hands upon the cross so that you might enjoy divine gladness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Seeing you nailed to the cross, the Most Pure One cried out, O my Son and my God, what a glorious and strange thing I hear of you. How you suffered because of your great mercy.